Blog Talk Radio.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it, say yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magi Love. We are back once again. Another Tuesday, live and blessed. So I thank the universe for that very, very much. I just want to tell everybody to bear with me a little bit, or ask everybody to bear with me a little bit. I have a head cold, and it's got me all stuffy and stuff. So anyway, we're going to make this thing happen tonight. We're going to make it do what it do, as we always do, live from Vendetta Visions Studio, Jacksonville, Florida, 2870 University Boulevard West, 32217. While I'm giving out the address, those of you who are listening, chimed in, I'm doing a clothing drive. I'm doing the clothing drive for kids of all ages. The clothing drive is called Shorts for Shorties. I wanted to do something a little bit different. Most people do clothing drives when the weather gets cold and things like that. So I noticed being here in Florida, it's a lot warmer, longer here, longer months. So I noticed that there's kids that run around with pants on, and it's like 80 degrees, 90 degrees here, and I'm sure that some parents aren't intentionally putting their kids in pants. Some parents I know probably can't afford to buy clothing season by season. Kids do grow very fast. So if you are in the Jacksonville area, even if you're not in the Jacksonville area, and you have shorts that you would like to donate to Shorts for Shorties, please do not hesitate. You can also contact me via telephone at 904-517-7218. Otherwise, you can drop off every day after 4 p.m. The address again is 2870 University Boulevard West, Jacksonville, Florida, 32217. And also, I mean, if you're not local, you can go to the Postal Service. They have flat rate boxes. Stuff it with whatever you can and send it our way, and we'll make sure that it gets into a child's hands that's definitely in need of a pair of shorts. So tonight, our guest will be Nation Boy from Atlanta, Georgia. So he's going to be our guest. Shout out to Sabrina from B100 Radio. She's also his manager. And her and I, we stay in contact with one another, is trying to cross-network and cross-promote and just help each other out as much as we can. That's really what it's about in growing our communities, is just networking with one another, not having too much pride, and being humble and just know that there's enough room out there for everybody to make it, so you don't have to be afraid to help somebody. I'm going to go ahead and get into the first track. I don't want to talk too much because I don't want to lose my voice, considering I have a day job where I talk on the phone all day too. So this first track I'm going to play is called SSI, and it's by City Life and Sanjay. Shout out to William over there in New York, the WIM agency, for submitting this track. And we're going to go and do it like this. This is Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Vendetta Vision Studio. Here we go with SSI. Bow!
I can give you what you need, give you what you like. What you wanna try, tell me what you wanna buy. We can have a shopping spree with this SSI.
So sexy, intelligent, all these hoops irrelevant. I'm equipped with them Benjamins, only looking for gentlemen. I'm one of a kind, you looking to sign. You gotta be sure to get in the line to be pre-approved. You gotta qualify, a whole lot of you aren't certified. You look in my eyes, you'll get seduced. Bad chick right here. Don't get it confused, checking me out, introducing me too. You want me to bounce, I'm messing my growth. Social security rules, I'm single, you need your boo.
So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible. So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible. S-S-I-R-S-I-S-I-S-I-S-I.
So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible. So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible.
Sign on the dotted line, next to the XYZ, cause I'm so fly. I keep it airtight, packaged up and sealed right. I'm crossing border lines and custom fancy canines.
They want the white girl, but I am not her, I'm cutting glass lines. These chandelier bars, they hit you so hard, they shatter your spine. I leave you disabled, so you think you able for SSI. I'm Albanian, it's more than a race, it's a way of life. Now you see I'm smart, seductive, and you can benefit from it. If you sign up today for direct deposit, your checks will keep coming. It's all clockwork, I keep a tight shit. Mandatory overtime, put that work in.
So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible. So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible. S-S-I-R-S-I-S-I-S-I.
So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single.
So sexy, impeccable, so that's a single incredible.
Yo, that was SSI. Make sure y'all follow Sanjay on Twitter. You can follow her at Sanjay, Z-O-N-J-E. I'm not exactly sure where to follow this individual by the name of City Life, but if you follow the WIM agency, and that's W-E-M agency on Twitter, I'm sure Mr. William can let you know where to find the other individual on the track. Tonight's topic is I was thinking about something today. I'm not going to go into details of what I was thinking, but however, what I was thinking is how I came up with my topic for tonight, which is how often do you say someone else's name during sex? And basically what I mean by that is how often do you call out someone's name other than the individual that you are engaging with at that time? I know that's happened to many of you. I don't know if I want to tell whether or not it's happened to me, because, you know, I might have said something that somebody didn't hear and shit, got away with something that I didn't even know I got away with. So, therefore, this topic, I am going to plead the fifth. However, I would love to hear anyone else's answers to this is pretty much how often do you say someone else's name during sex outside of the individual that you're speaking or engaging with at that time. If you are wanting to speak on the topic, press 1. If you're in the chat room and you want to speak on the topic, make sure you go ahead and type in there. I'll read out what it is that you have stated and let the list other listeners know. I just want to thank all of the artists and management teams out there that continue to let individuals know about Get Lifted Radio, and pretty much just letting them know that this is an avenue where you can definitely be heard, network with some great individuals, and, you know, pretty much expand your reach. Every avenue is an avenue of opportunity. You never know who's listening in on these Blog Talk Radio broadcasts. Call-in numbers, you can listen in via the web. They can also go back and listen to these shows. So, you know, just submit your music. It's not going to hurt. Get Lifted Radio Submissions with an S at gmail.com. You can follow Get_Lifted_Radio on Twitter. If you didn't catch the email, and just hit us up with a tweet and ask us what's the email to get your music submitted. You can also get us on Facebook at Get Lifted Radio. If you put in the facebook.com/GetLiftedRadio, the radio has 2 O's at the end of it. And other than that, like I said, I'm under the weather a little bit, so I'm going to keep this rolling. My next track is going to be, this is going to be an older track by an artist that I manage, International Rob B. I was going through the music in my phone the other day, and I was like, oh, forgot about this one right here. This was released back in 2012, and this track is called Better This Way. You can follow International Rob B on Twitter at @SmoothRob_B. Here we go. I'm your host, Maggie Love. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Uh-huh. Read your mind, girl, I do it all the time. And I be lying if I say I didn't enjoy the time. Late nights, bag rub, let the stress flow. How you giggle as I trip out the back door? Cliche, how we met up on the Thursday. Who knew I'd get a chance just by asking if you thirsty? I will say how I want you in the worst way. You say you got a man, complicated what they all say. Hey, I ain't tripping what you running for. This ain't the first or the last, what you staying for? A question I gotta ask, I'm involved too. So if you feeling in between, me too. And if you stressed or relieved, me too. I just want you flying high, no jet blue. I understand that you're going through it. And if you're better off moving on, I see it. Where you
wanna go, we can do it real slow, real slow. You know what you gotta know, I can do you better, but you know. Candlelight's good, fool, ought to do it for ya. Alone nights, that'll do it to ya. Me, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. You say I don't know you, let me know you. We can ride through the late nights. I know your past been rough, but live life. Many girls in your position will shut down. I just wanna see you smile when I come around. And if you come around, guarantee no going down. Only up, cause my stock worth investing now. I understand that you going through it. And if you better off moving on,
I see it.
Yo, 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 that was International Rob B with Better This Way. You can find all International Rob B's music on iTunes, and you type in his name just like it sounds, International space Rob, R-O-B, space the letter B. Space or anything after that, it's just International Rob B. No, I was just playing. But yeah, International Rob B. Or you can go to his website, www.internationalrob-b.com, and you can check out photos, read his biography, get to his iTunes, etc., etc. Keep up with any upcoming shows. Send him a note on there and order physical hard copies of CDs if you want as well. If you're looking to book him, you can contact me at 323-642-8033, and we will make it happen. Our guest tonight is Nation Boy from Atlanta, Georgia. We're waiting for him to get in the building and make it do what it do so we can continue on. Now I'm going to go ahead into the next track. I'm going to go ahead and bring it back to Duval, and we're going party, 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 party. Turn up Tuesday, damn, you know,
yeah. I just want to drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just want to drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, 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 party. I just wanna party, 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 party. Well, I'm down to the sun up. I be going in on the road to come up. If it wasn't for the bad, I wouldn't have no luck. Fuck luck. I'm good, so raw, uncut. So new, so fresh, so now, so what? Grown up. Ice on my drink, no ice on my wrist. I'd rather invest, make twice on the flip. So nice when I sit, gotta shake my own hand from the home end. Making power moves to my phone pin. It's my jam, playing now, play a loud DJ. Life short, but I had a long day. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party.
Life like a superstar. Why you wishing upon a superstar? Fast lane, I'm living my last name.
wood, it better be mine. No pokey poppin', I might poke it from behind. Every line they quoted, especially that I wrote it. The bullets that I speak for you like I know it. Staying true to my music and the crew that I move with. We keep on winning, so make the toast and never lose.
I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, 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 party. I just wanna party, party, party.
It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Vendetta Vision Studio, 2870 Jacksonville, Florida, or 2870 University Boulevard West, Jacksonville, Florida, 32217. If you need mixing and mastering, man, hit us up. You don't have to be local. You can still hit us up and get us your project. We'll give you pretty much like a consultation, let you know how much it'll be, and we'll move forward from there. Our number to reach us is area code 904-551-7518. In the meantime, if you're on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, Get Lifted Radio. That's getlifted_radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Get Lifted Radio. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me as well. I am Maggie Love on Twitter. I'm going to keep this thing rolling. I'm waiting on our guests to come on through so we can keep this show going. In the meantime, I am going to take it to a female, and let's see, y'all know how I do it. None of this is in order or scripted. We just make it do what it do. So we're gonna go with Nikki McKnight, my homegirl from Columbus, Georgia, with Salute the DJ. Y'all can follow her on Twitter at 706nix, and that's NIX 706nix. Here we go. Turn It Up Tuesday. Salute the DJ. I am your host, Maggie Love.
Hey, shout out my motherfucking DJ. Dirty Money, Nick. Trap boy, long night. Tell everybody look down, cause it's way about to go. Be bothered in his wrist and I suggest you clear the flow. Cut the girl real close, and you better not let her go. That's for last by straight, I'm taking everybody home. Now let everybody know, it's Columbus in this bitch. Dirty South in GA, I rep that 706. I got magic on the beat, so I had to bring the heat. On this track it's so bananas, know I had to be a beast. And go ape shit, market gorilla, orangutan. You think I'm playing, I have no control of this ain't a game. So don't press any buttons, take it as a threat if you wanna. I tell my niggas to jump, and they be so ready to bungee. I hear these so no discussion, if they ain't ready to bust it. Won't waste time trying to know you, if I ain't ready to trust it. Leave my heart on these beats, no way in hell could I lay it. But that's a topic for another day. Let me take a break and give it up to the motherfucking DJ, and show some love to the motherfucking DJ, and make some noise for the motherfucking DJ. Yeah, Dirty Money, that's my motherfucking DJ. Okay, now back to my shit talking. These niggas ain't got shit on me. These bitches can't do shit for me, but lay it down or get up on it. And I seen your crew, so be sure to not forget your homies. Since you win your birthday suit, I assume you wanna make this a party. If you bother me, nigga talking, I try to keep straight hoes in the closet. Then I be wanna put some on, guess that's how I end up digging for 'em. Can't apologize to these niggas, sorry. This girl said niggas, these niggas sorry. How you understood my body language just made me think these niggas foreign. Goddamn, that nigga be on it. Dig a hole and pick a coffin. For that pussy, for these niggas, for these beats, and I'm killing all it. Murder business, that's word to Iggy. Flying high so I can burn some bridges. And with that said, fuck you, the station who listen to us ain't heard of Nicky. Shout out to the ones who show love and they working with me. I appreciate all the love on this journey with me. When you play your mix in the club, hope you work this in so everybody in that bitch know it won't hurt to get up to the motherfucking DJ and show some love to the motherfucking DJ.
and make some noise for the motherfucking DJ. Your dirty money, that's my motherfucking DJ.
Okay, now back to my rapping, cause I heard bitches love rappers, but most of these niggas be faking, so I guess bitches love actors. Hope you stick to the script, I hope you playing your role. If I get cut that time, I show up with a blade at your throat. I swear my gangsta stay ready, whether it's major or petty, and he will bring me your head on a fucking plate if I tell him. All I gotta say is go get him. Won't be no questions asked. Thought all that shit you was kicking looked like your toe picked a tag up. I don't know what you're thinking, but it went with your thought. Told if I buy she drinking, that mean that pussy been bought. Ain't saying that like a hoe, I'm saying that like you know. Baby, you're dealing with majors, you gotta act like a pro. Fishing now, lay it down, show me you don't play around. But once I knock out in that box, ain't no point to stay around. Rain a fair hoe. I got my gloves in the air, put your motherfucking cups in the air right now. Get up to the motherfucking DJ.
And that was my homegirl, Nikki McKnight, with Salute the DJ. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter, 706Nix. You can also look her up on Facebook at Nikki Nix McKnight. Look her up on Instagram, 706Nix. And her website is 706Nix.com. She's definitely doing big things as a female MC. You know, a lot of the females definitely get overlooked. But she's got features with my artists. I bring her and put her on shows. She's definitely one person that can move a crowd. She's got music that's versatile, not just one style. And another thing people don't know is that she also produces. And I'm going to put that out there. She might not want me to put it out there, but I'm putting it out there. I'm letting her know all her talents. So we're just going to keep this thing rolling. As you know, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. We're here every week supporting indie artists only. That's all I'm going to keep in rotation on Tuesday nights. We need all the avenues that we can get for the indie artists. And I'm going to go play my boy Acre that I interviewed a couple weeks ago representing Texas with All I Know. Follow him on Twitter at Acre Music, and that's ACRE_music. Bow.
All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant.
Yeah, all I know is get that money. I'm on my grind, no sleep, nigga, I'm a zombie. When you get it on your own, they can't take it from you. Yeah, I came up on my own, they can't take it from me. I'm just riding around in the city, OG in my Philly. Mind on my money, I know you boys feel me. I gotta double it, Lord, I gotta double it. I'm tired of being broke, I gotta come up quick. My stomach hurts, my niggas hungry, we gotta eat. Mark G said work, I said bro, go ahead, drop the beat. No time to rest, stay on my feet. My ambition fresh,
hold up.
All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant.
Yeah, real niggas do real things. I get on, I put on my whole game. We taking over, coming up, getting bigger, nigga. Headed to the top, money on my mind, I'm about to get it, nigga. Why you hating? I feel like I've been waiting too. I've been having dreams, I feel like I can make it too. All I know is never quit, stay focused, boy. Stack up your money, stop bullshitting, stop running from it, just go and get it. Been through that struggle and them hard times. Now I'm trying to stack up them dollar signs. Money on my mind, time to get it, boy. Money on my mind, time to get it, boy.
All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant.
Yo, 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 it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love, and that was my boy Acre Music with All I Know. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Acre, A-C-R-E underscore music. You can also look him up on Instagram and Facebook as well, Acre Music. He has all of his social media handles uniform. I love it. I love it when artists keep all their stuff the same. It makes it so easy to find you. Hint. That's a hint, guys. That is a hint. I'm just throwing it out there. We're going to keep this thing rolling. It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. Tonight's topic is, have you ever said someone else's name during sex? And when I say that, that means someone else's name outside of the individual that you're engaging in this grown folk activity. So, with that being said, if you want to have something to say about that there, you go ahead and press 1. Or you type something in the chat room and I'll read it back. We got V Breezy over here in the chat room. Let's see. All the time and never. Oh, God. Breezy, you know what? See, me and Breezy got a personal relationship, so I can say some things right now. But we're just going to leave it as is. Breezy says all the time and never. Everybody's name is Baby. No matter who it is, what it is, what time it is, everybody's name is Baby. Baby, 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 baby. But anyway, I'm going to keep this thing rolling. I want to go back to females. We're going to play some more females here. Let me see who I got. More females to submit music to me. Get Lifted Radio Submissions at gmail.com. But I'm going to go with this young lady from Boston, Israel. There's a song called Black Dress. You can follow her on Twitter, The Girl Israel, and that's DAGIRLIZREAL. And here we go. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love.
I know she wanted it like a dress in the way she wore it gorgeous. She looked good in the past and just see the ball in the cost that they can't afford, but they bought them just for the breath and the wonderful. So they feel like they coming up when I'm jumping and pulling up to the top and they stop by the chicks. I'm coming with all bad. He want me to earn it, give me stack of money and say burn it. I'm the number one threat that they never met. Men attract like a magnet of my silhouette, always searching for the next check. But we all complex, haters and lovers, but I bet they'll always need a stir. They might just up and leave you from a chick with better features, little sweeter, less needy, little easy, little breezy body special. Don't want that, though we just met you. It's not meant, so we just wanna be like an instrumental one. I'ma get dollars, though. Women phenomenal with these other chicks. Spread their legs for any too powerful. I just need a moment of silence while I kill them with rhyming. Keep an open eye, look for cowards and protecting lions. Won't triumph over me, never. Keep enemies close as ever. And I'm awful clever on the microphone. Rain, stone, like awful weather. I'm calm as ever. Keep my composure, keep my anger pent stuck like a poster. Just keep me pushing like a poster.
Any lover with a black dress on should be killing all the mother bros. She got it going on. Appreciate every star given, cause every star is just a reminder of hard living. For every victory, can't forget some humble beginnings. In this race of life, ain't how you start, it's the way that you finish. Mom taught me never quit, pops wasn't there to ever tell me shit. I'm saving every cent to load my pennies, turn to rich, and my rich turn to wealth. Remember the day they put us out, just up and sold our house we was living in, yeah. Grinding since a youngin', father set the bench and let the mother come in. Something who needs friends when you rather kick it with a couple cousins. Any place I step up in, fighting with the ones I come with. Anytime I'm in the club, plenty times wanna get my number. I say nah, cause it's a probably be a night I don't remember. Cause the liquor got me leaning on that brown dog, no Cleveland. I did it all for my hometown and a whole damn New England for sure.
She got it.
Yo, 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 Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love, and we are live from Vendetta Vision Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, 2870 University Boulevard West, 32217. I'm going to get into one more track, and then we're going to have our guest, Nation Boy, in the building by way of Atlanta, Georgia. This next track is by an artist here in Duval. His name is Young Chulo. It's Chulo season. And here we go with Young Chulo.
Yeah, Kaluo. I feel like the first nigga to say fuck you when I hear this beat. Yeah. Hey. Real niggas in the building about to get live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like. I'm walking through the club like I own the business. Probably with your girl in her Instagram pictures. Hold up, twerk something, shout and make your ex mad. Top shelf bottles, gotta keep a full glass. Came with my niggas, leaving with somebody. Woman, leave the club as I hop. Then the bed after the restaurant. Yeah, put in work, I press that clock like Muhammad. And she talking about a prophet. That's the only way we bonding, cause I only wanna fuck. Shit, I'm just being honest. Look at them ladies and look at me. We got nothing in common. I can never be a flaw, nigga, long as my blood flowing. Ever since I made my first sale, I had my chain golden. And shawty loving, so she busted open. Ain't no one night stand, cause we fucking in the morning. That's a good morning.
Everybody knows we the fresh. If I get your girl a combo, then I'm probably fucking next. We don't need no bottle service, taking shots to the neck. And I smoked before I came, so we wildin' in this bitch, yeah.
Real niggas in the building, about to get live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like. Real niggas in the building, about to get live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like.
Hold up. I see a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
I see a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
See a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
See a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
Yeah. Tryna stop a nigga, shine face ass nigga. You hustle but don't make a dime face ass nigga. Ha! All bark, no bite. Say you from the hood, but we know that you ain't about that life. Bitch, I represent them half nights. Them niggas getting paid every 2 weeks. And them niggas on the block. Love them girls that got they shit right. Her own car, own crib, good credit in a job. Yeah, that what I like. Feel the gas, take them thin to float the city. Every side of town I go. Yeah, they all fucking with me. And she come back to the crib. Then I'm fucking up a Remy. Two Syrah bottles and we drinking till they both empty. Chulo.
Everybody knows we the fresh. If I get your girl a combo, then I'm probably fucking next. We don't need no bottle service, taking shots to the neck. And I smoked before I came, so we wildin' in this bitch, yeah.
Real niggas in the building, about to get live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like. Real niggas in the building, about to get live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like.
Hold up. I see a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
See a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
See a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
See a pussy ass nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
Yeah.
Yep. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Vendetta Vision Studio. We got Sneak in the building. He's returned home from his cruise in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Where else did you go?
Nassau.
St.
Thomas.
And he done brought me back some nice gifts. I got me some Bob Marley paraphernalia here. He got me a pretty dope bracelet, man. See, I like little small stuff like this. Like, this little small stuff is what makes me smile big. But anyway, we got our guest, Nation Boy, in the building. What it do, man? What it do?
What's happening, man?
What it do, man? Crack-a-lackin'.
Man, listen, man, I'm just trying to get it going, man. That's all. What's going on with y'all down there, man?
Oh, man, we just, we doing the same thing. We making moves and just trying to keep it moving and moving and keep going and going and staying lifted. That's what we doing down here, man.
Hey, salute to your show, too, bro. You're here. Well, we hear you.
I appreciate it. And shout out to your manager, Sabrina, man. She's always looking out for the artists up there in ATL and making sure she spread the word and get y'all out there. So, you know, I always salute managers because I'm a manager myself. This is just a part of what I do to try to help other artists because I understand the grind is not easy. So, you know, I just try to do my part. And anytime I got free time to try to do a little extra that's going to help myself and help other artists, help my artists, then I'm going to go ahead and put that sacrifice and that dedication out there. So, once again, salute to all the managers out there that's actually putting in the work and helping these artists get noticed and get their reach up because it's not an easy thing for them to do by themselves.
Yeah. All right, man. What's going on, man? Talk to me. What we got going on? Y'all rocking with the track? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. We got the track. I heard the track. I seen the video. I'm feeling what you're doing. You know, it goes right along with what's going on in music now. So it's like, how can you go wrong with it? You know what I mean? And I like how you gave, shout out, what's old girl Miley at the beginning?
Man,
you know?
Shout out to Miley, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miley. I ain't got nothing against Miley, man. I rock with Miley. It
definitely.
Is.
Hey, you never know. She might hit you up and be like, hey, let's do a video. And you calling me out, saying that I can't twerk.
Hey,
I ain't got enough to twerk.
Hey, good or bad, however she want to do it, but it's going to help me out. Either she going to say, hey, I love Nation Boy, she can goddamn stay fucked. Nation. Hold on, is this a clean show?
Yeah, no. You can say what you want, man. Not clean at all. No restrictions.
Say she love Nation. Hey, she going to either say she love Nation Boy or fuck Nation. But however that shit, she got 200 million fans, man. It's going to work out regardless.
So, introduce yourself one more time and let the people know where they can find you.
I go by the name of Nation, boy. I'm an Atlanta artist. I actually went to school in Carolina, man. I did a lot of little groundwork in Carolina, too. So, I'm everywhere, really, man. You can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, everything, Nation, boy. One word, nationboy.com. Now we got the song Miss Turk song popping off. And shout out to Miss Turk song too, man. She all the way behind the record, fully supporting the record, the whole Turk team movement. And got a lot of stuff going on. That's about it for right now, but moving, bro. Really moving. Really doing numbers too. Good radio spins.
Yeah, I seen your I think it was something over like 15,000. Your numbers was up there.
Crazy right now.
Yeah, your numbers are ridiculous.
It did. Let me see, 100,000 the first week. Now we way all over 200,000 views. So definitely getting up there. And these are legitimate views. You can't cheat YouTube. You feel me? They have to spend your account quick playing like that.
Right. And I also see that you opened up for artists like T.I., Lil Scrappy, Gucci.
Yeah, that's definitely been a minute. You know, the scrap ain't really been a role like that lately. I supported the grind, though, but everything else is a go. Oh, and I did Trey Songz, so she actually left a lot out. I did Trey Songz and I did Mario. So she actually left a couple of them out, but, you know, I'm trying to get to where they at. That don't mean that you're doing something because you open it up. Anybody could open it up if you pay for it, you know what I'm saying? But fortunately, I was just blessed to do it.
Hey, that's real. You just said something really real. And
come on, I can't do nothing but keep it 100. That's it.
I learned that when I started managing, I didn't realize that how easy it could be to have access to a stage. And what's crazy is that sometimes some of the artists that have access to the stage are not at a level where they should even be opening up for a headliner. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it takes away from those artists that are actually at a level and possibly be ready to be at that next level of spotlight, which is being the opening act, you know? So
yeah.
It's definitely flooded. And, you know, like I said, I hate that it's flooded because it does affect, it affects those individuals, like I said, that are actually out there who are ready, who are packaged, who have the numbers, who can bring the crowd.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get overlooked because it's just so saturated.
Yeah.
So how did you get into music? And, you know, a lot of people that I talk to, even rap artists, they always, most of them say that they start off in church, you know, gospel music. And that's just quite interesting to me, especially when it comes from, you know, hip hop artists. So how did you get started in music?
I don't know. My father was into music. Like, he introduced me to music at an early age. I can't sit up there like I was just in church and all that, even though, you know, shout out to those who did start that way. Unfortunately, mine was just a little different. It started off with my father just introducing me at a young age, and I used to look up to, you know, LL Cool J, which I really don't remember, but, you know, I'm just going out of stories that my parents are telling me, like, they always said I used to get, you know, like, run around the house, no shirt on, with the little hat pulled down, like LL Cool J, they talking about I'm bad and all that. So it's like, you feel me? Like, these are real facts, too. Like, I can't even make this up. Like, I used to imitate a lot of artists, so it's like, I grew up like that. I just grew up into music, all the way into music, even in school, elementary school. Like, it's time to learn. I would write rhymes, like, at a young age. So it's like something that I always wanted to do, that I knew I was going to stick to. Didn't think it was going to get to this level, but I always dreamed big, too. So I'm really pushing now.
Okay. And so, if you don't mind me asking, what's your age now?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of breaking up my ear. It's my service.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
hello?
Asking
you. All right, I got you now. It's clear now. It's clear now. It's good.
I was asking you, what's your age?
29.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, have you been doing music? So, you've been doing, if you're 29, I think she said in your bio, you've been doing music for 10 years.
I think it might be. Yeah, it definitely been that long.
Okay. And other than opening up for hip-hop artists, have you ever decided to, you know, do crossover music, or have you done any type of crossover?
Yeah, I'm definitely doing crossover now.
Okay.
Yeah,
what other artists have you opened up for, or would you like to open up for outside of hip-hop, the hip-hop community?
Outside of hip-hop, I would definitely like to do, like, you know, the Flo Riders, the Pit Bulls, I definitely like that style of pop music. Like, it's still hip-hop-ish, but it definitely need to be that upbeat tempo. Like, if I want to cross over, I want to, like, all the way cross over and get some of that EMD. What they call it over there in Europe? I think it's EDM music or something like that.
Yeah, kind of like, it's not so much house and it's not so much, like, I know what you mean. I know what music you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting
definitely.
Because a lot of hip-hop artists are starting to understand that crossing over is what helps you brand yourself. You can't just stay in one lane and expect to get this recognition that people think happens overnight. You know, you definitely have to be versatile and be able to reach other markets outside of your comfort zone. So right now, it was they also read in your bio that you're traveling and you're doing shows. Do you have any other upcoming shows that you would like to go ahead and let people know about that you may have coming up in the Atlanta area or elsewhere?
Oh, let me see what I have come. Oh, I really should have been prepared for that question because I definitely do have a lot of them in my email. I just got back from Cincinnati, just did the Kevin Hart show last Friday in Cincinnati. Just did that one. What I have coming up? I have a rave. The next party, I definitely have a rave party coming up in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm thinking it's on the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. But I have this rave party. I don't know exactly who's going to be there. That's just the country. That's my next city that I'm going for. But really,
rave party, that sounds really fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely a crossover artist. Like, I definitely have music that fits those genres. Like, I definitely will have to send you some so you can preview it for yourself so you can go on and break for me down there in your way, because you do have a great radio station. You still got great listeners. And I'm quite sure after this show, I will have some new followers and new people that's going to understand, like, okay, Bishop, well, yeah, I heard you on the show. It happens. It happens all the time, every time I get off a radio station. So salute those who are listening. You see what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. And once again, it's Nation Boy, one word. And that's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. That's the website is nationboy.com. It's only one me.
You heard what he said. It's only one him.
It's
shout out to
B.
Breezy in the chat room. She says, Nation Boy, if you can't keep it real, you can't keep it. She says, if you can't keep it real, keep it regular.
And you see what I'm saying? That part. That's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? I like people like that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about. I can't fake it. I can't. I just can't live with myself. It ain't even about what other people think. It's just me living with myself. Like, damn, bro, you fake it here. You see what I'm saying? I can't do that. I talk to myself. Call me crazy or whatever you want to call me, but if I did some fake ass shit, I'm just gonna be like, damn, bro, that was really a fake ass move you just did, a fake ass situation. I can't, man. I can't live myself like that. Got to keep it 1,000.
So right now, what I want to do is play your track. The track is called Miss Twerk Some, and I saw, like I said, I watched the video. I see the flyer and the cover for it. Pretty dope artwork. I love it. I love it. I love artists that take pride in themselves and they actually get designers and, you know, invest in the brand of who they are and not just have something up there and up there. So shout out to you for your artwork. Very impressive. You go ahead and introduce your song and we'll go ahead and get into that.
All right. You heard it here. Well, I actually say you heard it here first, but then again, for those who just now tuning in and just learning who I am, I go by the name of Nation Boy. I got the hit single. It's called Miss Twerk Some, and that is the twerk team, Miss Twerk Some, for those who don't know. And I hope y'all enjoy that. And let me know. I need real feedback. I don't need, hey, it was all right. Don't be no yes, man. Don't be like your homeboys. Be like, yeah, bro, that song was hard. If you don't like it, please tell me. Please tell me what I need to work on. I take criticism like that. So here it is right here. Miss Twerk Song by me, Nation Boy.
There you go, and you heard it on Get Lifted Radio. Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Here we go. Bow.
Twerk.
Yeah. Shout out to Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. I salute you for trying to twerk, but you need more practice though, Miley. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong with this song, come on. Turn up!
Twerk, 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 tw
twerking. If you do it like Molly, that ain't twerking. Good bitch twerk some, good bitch twerk some. If you do it just like Curtis, you can twerk some. Good bitch twerk some, good bitch twerk some. If you think you do it better, baby twerk some.
Hold up, hold up, she swole up, and that's a nice. Put that ass on me and get to her. It don't matter how long, I'ma hold up. Twerk that, I'ma work that, stir that, murk that, front back right out, swerve that, red cross that, got a nurse that, yeah. She got an ass that a nigga don't wanna go and pay her rent. She got an ass that a nigga don't pull up, say yeah. She got ass and boots looking at it everywhere she go. Even at church, the pastor like, hold up, hallelujah, the Lord know when she walk it, twerk, she walk it, twerk. Booty so big when she walk it, twerk. Booty look like it's a lie, so I told her she gon' get this work. If it tastes like jerk, she get this finger, lickin' eat that like dinner was served. Finish that, then roll up this perk. Sit back while I watch you work. Now twerk,
twerk, twerk, twerk, twerk, twerk it. If you got a banging body, baby, twerk it. Twerk, 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 twerk it. If you do it like Molly, that ain't twerking. Good bitch twerk some, good bitch twerk some. If you do it just like Curtis, you can twerk some. Good bitch twerk some, good bitch twerk some. If you think you do it better, baby, twerk some.
Work at, dancing like that, where you twerk at. You can make a lot of money cause you work that. And I know this ain't the first time you heard that, heard that. Say she on the dance with a mirror. She a twerk a little bit for the cam. Post it on Vine, Instagram, YouTube, world star. Watch the world go ham, everybody like that. Nowadays white girls got it, and they ain't talking about like Molly. White girls giving black girls a real run for the money. Twerking like they trying to prove something when it comes to the thickest in the world. Nobody fit like Brazilian girl. Nobody bounce like a New Orleans. Nobody move like a Jamaican. Let me see that there. Clap, how that make it wanna grab. How that make it wanna smash, throw a bag on my ass back. Pull the tracks back with a scratch back, cause she did that when I hit that. She told everybody when she went back. Now my homegirls want me to get that.
Twerk, 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 twerk it. If you got a banging body, baby, twerk it. Twerk, 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 twerk it. If you do it like Molly, that ain't twerking. Good bitch twerk some, good bitch twerk some. If you do it just like Curtis, you can twerk some. Good bitch twerk some, good bitch twerk some. If you think you do it better, baby, twerk some.
Yo, let's turn it up Tuesdays. That was Miss Twerk Some by Nation Boy. You follow him on Twitter at Nation Boy. That's NATIONBOY. As he said, it's all one word. Nation Boy on Twitter, Nation Boy on Instagram, Nation Boy on Facebook, NationBoy.com, and he's all over the place. It looks like we have a caller and that wants to go ahead and say something. Tonight's topic is, have you ever said someone else's name during sex? And when I say that, I mean someone else's name outside of the individual that you are engaging in this adult activity with. And caller, last four digits of your phone number is 5004. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
What up, though? It's your boy J Motown, man. Detroit all day, baby, but residing in Duval now.
What up, though?
But before we get to the topic, man, is Nation Boy on the line right now, Phil?
I lost the guest, so I'm waiting for him to get back on the line.
All right. So before we get to the topic, I still want to I'd like to say more criticism and everything. I want to tell him about, of course, tell him about his music, his song, what he did. I did have some questions for him, so you know, if you get the chance to find him, man, make sure you, man, try to get him in there for me, please.
Oh, what I'll do is I'll link both of y'all up on Twitter.
There it is, man. I really like Nation Boy. His song was dope. Miley Cyrus is gonna hate him, She gonna want to kill him. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm not gonna lie to you. It actually, that's a good song because all the black, like all the females, especially the twerking, they hate Miley Cyrus right now. So I can see that going so far and the support behind it. I can see them doing it, like just look, like we behind this song. You know what I'm saying? And even if you made a music video, I seen the music video. If you make sexy like a funny one to put Miley Cyrus in there, I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan would be happy to his damn self.
What? Okay. That's what I said.
Yeah. Put a little white girl inside that video, man, and have her looking stupid. They had a black girl jump in front of her and twerk it out, so I'm going to do it. Man, I'm telling you, I'll watch that video all day, but the song is hot. I like the song. You know what I'm saying? I look up his bio. His personality, everything was dope. I like that. I like how he responds and connects with his fans and his artists. R&B and rap, that's always a good trait, man. Plus, he's a songwriter, too. I mean, he's doing his thing, man, so I do appreciate him, man. He's doing his thing in ATL all day.
I appreciate that, man. Shout out to J Motown. He's the host for Bipolar Mondays that's now part of Get Lifted Radio. So y'all make sure y'all tune in each and every Monday. Let them know what goes on Bipolar Mondays, Jay.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? Bipolar Mondays coming Mondays. You already know it's Bipolar, man. But tonight, man, is your night, man. We turned up Tuesdays right now. So Bipolar Monday, catch me on 9:37. Whatever, I don't care, man. Right now, man, we turned up Tuesday. If I ever said somebody else's name during sex,
that's that bipolar. He brought Bipolar Monday to turn up Tuesday. I like this dude, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune into his show every Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Get Lifted Radio. Oh, as a matter of fact, we do have Mr. Nation Boy is back in the building. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Mr. Nation Boy on the line so you can go ahead and let him know what about his track and how you felt and all that good stuff. Go ahead, J Motown. Nation Boy, you back?
What up, though? Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
Man, chill, man. I was to see a track, bro. I like it, man. I like it a lot, man. J Motown, man, out of Detroit. Residing in Duval now, man. I like the track. It was definitely
Shout
dope.
Out to Detroit. I just left Detroit, too.
Oh, man. Thank you for showing love, bro. Thank you for showing love. What you doing there, man? What you know about Detroit?
Man, look, let me tell you, it's snow still on the ground.
Yeah.
And the snow is real hard, like it's been there forever. I don't know what's wrong with the snow. It's not even soft.
No, man, you got to get used to that, man. You can never get used to that, actually. But, man, I was listening to your music, man. I like the song. Like I said, man, I was just telling her that the track is dope. I would really want to see a video with the white girl look like Miley Cyrus, man. I think that'll make a lot of people happy. It's a video.
Yeah.
It's a fun video showing Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's just a promotional video. Like, we definitely doing a all the way professional real video for it. We just want the song to pick up more. That was just something quick that it worked. That promotion
video,
YouTube, it worked. It got me some show money. It got some radio stations like heads up because you know them girls have fans already. So that's why I chose that route.
Yeah,
I could have went the harder route and hit the street, you know what I'm saying? I could have hit the streets and did hand-to-hand, but it was going to take longer. I needed it right now. Why it's hot right now? You see what I'm saying?
So how did you do that? How did you do the right now situation? How did that come about?
Okay, it's like this, Ray. I planned it from the start. I said, you know what? After I heard this little track, I was just like, man, this sounds like something some girls can twerk to. And I was just like, you know, I was watching the world praise Miley Cyrus for this twerking. I'm just like, man, these little girls in Atlanta, you know, I'm from Atlanta, so this twerking, we've been doing this twerking like forever. So I'm just like, man, these little girls, I said, these little girls been doing this twerking like forever, but it's like they're not even getting recognition because they are not Hannah Montana. I'm just like, they praising this girl, and this girl is taking it and run with it. Miley Cyrus took the whole twerk little thing and ran with it. I'm just like, well, let me express my feelings towards it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put it on YouTube and post a link. And if I just post it to people, I hit the pound sign twerk. And
okay.
all the names popped up of people who recently posted twerk videos and songs. So I just told them, hey, listen to this song. And by them being a fans of twerk, they already knew the twerk team. So a lot of people started
wow.
hitting the Miss Twerk song, girl. Like, hey, have you heard this song? It got your name in it. And next thing you know, she started following me. She hit me up like, listen, we need to make this song pop. And I said, I agree. I've been trying to get your attention anyway. So finally it worked. You see what I'm saying? So
wow.
we just went from there. And they blessed me with the little first Twerk Team Thursday video of the year because they had stopped doing them.
Huh.
They had completely stopped doing them.
And why was that? They dropped because of the Miley Cyrus?
No, they ain't stopped twerking, but, you know, as far as Twerk Team Thursdays, like, that's what they are known for. You know, they out here used to drop Twerk Team videos on Thursdays all the time. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess over time, you know, they grew to something else. But that song bring it back. You see what I'm saying? She was like, wow, you know, just looking at the response, we ain't dropped a Twerk Team Thursday video in so long, and this got 100,000 views in 7 days. So, of course, they was like, hey, we need to go on and start back promoting these Twerk Team Thursdays. So, you know, it worked for all ways. You know,
no, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you driving,
right?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, really.
Definitely. I'm going to follow you right now, man. Nature Boy, one word. I'm going to follow you right now as we speak. I like your music, man. I'm definitely going to support you. D-Town all day. Definitely Duval all day. We definitely support you, man. Appreciate you.
And I
before I let you go, Jay, tonight's topic is, have you ever said someone else's name during sex? I'm not letting you go until you get the answer.
Wow.
Oh, man, you try to give me some. All right, man, I'll make it quick, man. I want next boy to shine. I'll make it quick, though. This is what happened, man. I did say a female's name on accident. What I did was, though, is that I pooed it right after that. So after I pooed it, you know what I'm saying, I was like, nah, that's just, like, anytime about the poop, it's like, that's the name that I just say real quick, so I got to poop. I just want to figure out when I poop. So every time I said I had to poop, I had to say her name. You know what I'm saying? Anytime about the poop, I'd be like, hey, Ashley. Yeah, Ashley. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how I had to do it. So that's how I play it off, man. That's how you got to do it, man. You got to make it sound so crazy. They'd be like, look, it sounds too crazy. Fuck it. I believe you.
I wish I would have gotten wow. with that one before. It didn't work for me like that.
Well, that's what it is. I'm going to tune in to y'all, man. I'm about to get off the phone and let y'all shine, man. I'm listening. I'm going to keep listening there, man. Nation Boy, man, keep doing your thing, man. Get lift the radio, man. Turn up Tuesdays. I'm loving it.
Appreciate you, bro.
For sure.
Hey, that's my man, Jay Motown. Like I said, he's crazy, dude. He hosts Bipolar Mondays every Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Get Lifted Radio. Y'all make sure y'all lock our phone number in, 347-826-7536. Any broadcast we have on Get Lifted Radio, you can call into that same exact number and listen in. And, you know, just call in and give your opinion on topics or what have you. If you have any music, get it to us and we'll get it played. Nation Boy, twerk some, man. And you're right, man. That twerk team, they something else. Like, their videos been popping. I know, like, old girl down there, it's a chick down in Broward County, goes by the name of Jimmy Fly. She did something. They did a video to, like, one of her songs. So they definitely been doing their thing for a long time.
I mean, yeah. Them girls been working, man. Like, salute to them, man, because, like, they are definitely some innocent girls. Like, they are not strippers, they are not prostitutes, they're none of that. These are some real females, and their moms is like behind them 100%, man, like the real way.
Right. So as an artist, I know I hear it all the time, artists going back and forth about wanting to be signed under a label, wanting to be signed or stay as an independent artist. How do you feel about the whole being signed to a label or just striving and grinding to build your own independency?
The independent part only works if you can independently support yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot of artists say, I'm just going to go the indie route. But see, the indie route is definitely a better route if you can support yourself. But if you can't do none of those things for yourself, you definitely have to get with some kind of, you know, some kind of support system that has some kind of muscles. And that's where the major labels play. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you can lose half of your rights and get it back on the show end for the show money, or you can own all your rights and never touch cities like Duval County, Get Left the Radio. You can never touch L.A. You can never touch these places that you've never been. So it's like it's however you look at it. Now, for my situation, the independent route is working only because I'm putting my own funds into it. But am I trying to get to a label situation? Yes, because I'm trying to go overseas with it. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to move to these places that I can't get to right now, because it's going to take way more money than handling just a coast, just an East Coast, just a Southeast region. So that's where I'm at with the whole independent thing.
And that was going to be one of my next questions is, have you ever performed overseas, or have you ever thought about performing overseas? And if so, where?
No, I have not performed overseas yet, but the first anybody from overseas calling me, I'm going to get me a passport. I have to go. Like, just because it's overseas, like, you definitely want to – I'm definitely planning to reach past my expectations. You see what I'm saying? I'm definitely trying to go far. I'm definitely trying to go beyond the impossible. That's you have to dream big if you want to do big. And so first call I get, I'm gone.
I heard that. I pay attention to the reports on the iTunes sales for my artists, and I was very surprised when I started seeing the number of iTunes sales that we were receiving from overseas. So that's definitely one of my goals as well, is to get the artists overseas and figure out how to penetrate and capture the market over there that obviously we have, you know. And I'm sure if your music is over there as well, I'm sure there's a market there for you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What I wanted to say was, earlier you had said something about somebody from Molly's team reaching out for a video, right? I mean, has your management or you thought about finding out who her management team is or whatever, and shoot, directly sending them an email? It don't hurt.
I mean, you know, I've been trying, you see what I'm saying? only feedback I've been getting from, I can't even say their management, I've just been getting attacked by some Miley Cyrus fans about this. How you going to say Miley Cyrus can't trigger? I'm just like, listen, did you listen to the song, or you just heard a piece of it and stopped listening? Because I clearly shot out Miley Cyrus. I clearly just said, hey, I salute what you're doing, but you just need a little more practice. You see what I'm saying? You just need a little more practice. That's it. And so basically, for those who do it like Molly, I don't feel like that is twerking. The word twerk is definitely like, it's more than people see. Like, booty popping and twerking is like totally two different things. Twerking is the way it moves. It moves in all different variations. You see what I'm saying? It moves.
He used the V word. He said variation.
Yeah, I had to use that word because like, I had to get very technical. I did go to school, too. You see what I'm saying?
I didn't say that as in to say you weren't educated. I'm just saying, I'm letting people know, just like you letting people know, it's not body popping. Body popping is just moving one part of your body, and that's
yes.
Your butt. You know, he
that's
said variation.
That's good. Yeah. So it's like, you know, hey man. So that's my take on that. But hey,
well,
if we got some Miley Cyrus fans listening, please, I don't mean no harm. Please, I promise you, I don't. Do not attack me again like that on Twitter.
Well, V Breezy, she said she had to go watch the video instead of just listening. Next time, can she be the chair or the saddle? So.
Oh. Hey, tell her she can send me a twerk video to Miss Twerk Song Contest at nationboy.com. You can send that in. You know, I got the little $500 contest thing going too, so it's like, feel free to jump in there if you think you got what it takes.
And there you have it, V Breezy, twerk video for twerk contest. You might be
yeah,
able to get
called Miss Twerk Song Contest at nationboy.com. At nationboy.com. Miss Twerk Song Contest at nationboy.com. Straight like that.
Straight like that. Well, before
Straight
I let
like
you go. Do you have any final shout outs or anything like that? You wanna give any encouraging words to upcoming artists? I know a lot of artists out there feel like, you know, they're too good to give another person encouraging words. Why? I don't know.
Listen, I don't know why they act like that, but I'm still in it just like everybody else. Man, I come from nothing and I'm still trying to get something. I'm moving, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing numbers. I'm moving around a little bit, but, hey, man, I ain't where I'm at. That's why in my music, you ain't finna hear about me rapping about nothing I ain't got. No, I ain't got no Maseratis. I ain't got no Ferraris. I ain't riding foreign. You feel me? I ain't doing none of that. I'm a real one. You see what I'm saying? So for those who come to artists, believe me, bro, just never stop. Never, never stop, because anything can happen for anybody. No disrespect to Trinidad James, but God can make it. Everybody can make it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, never stop. Never stop. You see, what's the boy, the new YouTube sensation, JJ Fish or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
He can't even sing. He popping. You see what I'm saying?
JJ, hey, that's my dude, JJ Ice Fish.
Hey, yes, man. Holmes.
Whatever. I know what you're talking about. He got videos and everything.
Man, Holmes popping like the real way. He been on Ricky Smiley Morning Show to the Late Tonight Show. So it's just like, you never stop, man. Never stop doing what you're doing, bro. Can't nobody stop you but you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, nobody going to stop you but you. So when you stop, that means you stop because you stop. Because somebody else said they ain't like you. Somebody else will. You see what I'm saying? You can't press everybody. So you might as well get it out your head. Everybody ain't going to like you. Get it out your head. They hated Jesus. They going to hate you too, big dog. And those are my words. Keep it all the way 100 with yourself. You'll be all right.
And y'all heard it straight like that from Nation Boy. Y'all make sure y'all follow Nation Boy on Twitter, Instagram. His website is nationboy.com. Is that correct, sir?
Oh, yeah. Nationboy.com.
Nationboy.com. And I appreciate you for taking time out, being on Get Lifted Radio. Just know that you're always welcome here to come back to Turn Up Tuesdays. If you got any new music or anything like that, man, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter, and get it to me, and I'll make sure I make it do what it do. V Breezy over there in the chat says, thank Nation Boy, keep doing your thing.
Man, hey, man, next time I'm coming to the city, I'm coming all the way in the city. We gonna get lifted together, you see what I'm saying?
I heard that. And I'll be waiting for you too. I'll be waiting for that message from Sabrina saying,
man,
"Hey,
listen,
I'm ready."
I will listen soon. I will be there. Mark my words.
All right, man. You keep doing your thing, and once again, I appreciate you for being a guest on the show.
All right. I'm
all right. Down. All right. Yeah. Be easy.
Yeah.
And that was Nation Boy by way of Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Nation Boy. I'm going to end the show with his song, Miss Twerk Something by Nation Boy. Here we go. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida, and we are out.
Twerk,
twerk, twerk, twerk.
Yeah. Shout out to Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. I salute you for trying to twerk, but you need more practice though, Miley. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong with this song, come on.
twerk, 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 twerk it. You got a banging body, baby, twerk it. Twerk, 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 twerk it. If you do it like Molly, that ain't twerking. Bitch, twerk some. Bitch, twerk some. If you do it just like Curtis, you can twerk some. Bitch, twerk some. Bitch, twerk some. If you think you do it better, baby, twerk some.
Hold up, hold up. She swole up. Every step's a night. So what? Put that ass on me and get to her. It don't matter how long I'ma hold up. Twerk that, I'ma work that, stir that, murk that, front, back, right out, swerve that, red cross that, got a nurse tag, yeah. She got an ass that a nigga don't wanna go and pay her rent. She got an ass that a nigga don't pull up, say yeah. She got ass and bitch looking at her everywhere she go. Even at church, the pastor like, hold up, hallelujah, the Lord know when she walk it, twerk, she walk it, twerk. Booty so big when she walk it, twerk. Booty look like it's alive, so I told her she gon' get this work. If it tastes like jerk, she get this finger, lick and eat that like dinner was served. Finish that, then roll up this curve. Stick back while I watch you work. Now twerk,
twerk, twerk, twerk, twerk, twerk, twerk it. If you got a banging body, baby, twerk it. Twerk, 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 twerk it. If you do it like Molly, that ain't twerking. Bitch, twerk some. Bitch, twerk some. If you do it just like Curtis, you can twerk some. Bitch, twerk some. Bitch, twerk some. If you think you do it better, baby, twerk some.
Work at, dancing like that, where you twerk at. You can make a lot of money cause you work at. And I know this ain't the first time you heard that. Heard that, she said she on the dance for the mirror. She a twerk a little bit for the cam. Posted on Vine, Instagram, YouTube, world star. Watch the world go ham, everybody like that. Nowadays white girls got it, and they ain't talking about white money. White girls giving black girls a real run for the money. Twerking like they trying to prove something when it comes to the thickest in the world. Nobody fit like Brazilian girl. Nobody bounce like a New Orleans. Nobody move like a Jamaican. Let me see that there. Clap, 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 clap. How that make it wanna grab? How that make it wanna smash? Throw a bag on my ass back, pull the tracks back with a scratch back, cause she did that.